najpraktičniji način slijeđenja puta spasenja i oslobođenja od svih nevolja života, ponosno slušanje o gospodinovim transcendentalnim dijelima iz pravih i vjerodostojnih izvora. To je jedini proces liječenja. Čitavo je materijalno postojanje puno bijeda. Budalasti su ljudi svojim psihičkim mozgovima izmislili razne sredstva za uklanjanje trostrukih nevolja, uzrokovanih tijelom i umom, prirodnim nepogodama i drugim živim bićima. Cijel se svijet teško bori za opstanak usred tih bijeda, no ljudi ne znaju da bez gospodina odobrenja nijedan plan ili lijek ne može donijeti željeni mir i spokoj. Beskoristan je lijek namijenjen liječenju bolesnika ako ga nije odobrio gospodin. Brodom nije moguće prijeći rijeku ili ocean bez gospodina odobrenja. Trebamo biti uvjereni da je gospodin kraljem i odobravatelj i stoga moramo pokušati usvojiti njegovu milost kako bismo postigli konačan uspjeh ili se oslobodili zapreka na putu uspjeha. Gospodin je sve proživljavajuć, svemoćan, sveznajuć i sve prisutan. Kraljni je odobravatelj svih dobrih i loših posljedica. Stoga trebamo naučiti posvetiti svoje djelatnosti služenju gospodina, kao neosobno pramana, lokalizirane paramatne ili središnje državstvo osobe. Nije važno što smo, sve što imamo moramo posvetiti služenju gospodina. Ako je tko učenjak, znanstvenik, filozof ili pjesnik, svu svoju učenost treba upotrijebiti za dokazivanje gospodinove premoći. Nastavite proučavati gospodinovu energiju u svakoj oblasti života. Nemojte ga vrijeđati pokušavajući postati ravni njemu ili zauzeti njegov položaj samo zato što ste stekli malo znanja. Ako ste upravitelj, državnik, ratnik ili policajac, pokušajte uvesti gospodinovu premoć u državi. Borite se za gospodina kao što se bori Arjuna. U početku je Šri Arjuna, veliki borac, odbijao borbu, no kada ga je gospodin uvjerio da je borba potrebna, promijenio je odluku i borio se za njega. Uvijek imajte na umu da je novac koji ste slegli gospodinovo blago. Ako ste poslovan čovjek, industrijalac, zemljoradnik ili nešto drugo, onda trebate svoj teško stečeni novac potrošiti za gospodina. Uvijek trebate misliti kako je novac koji ste skupili zapravo gospodinovo bogatstvo. Blago se smatra oblikom Božice sreće, lakšim, a gospodin je na raju, lakšni muž. Pokušajte uključiti lakšmi u služenje Šrina Rajna i budite sretni. To je način spoznaje gospodina u svakoj oblasti života. Najbolje je osloboditi se materijalnih djelatnosti i potpuno se zaokupiti slušanjem o transcendentalnim zabavama gospodina. Ako pak nismo u mogućnosti transcendentu, pokušajmo upotrijebiti sve ono što nam je najviše znači za služenje gospodina. To je put mira i napretka. Tako se može postići mir i blagostanje. U ovom je stihu također značajna riječ sam sučitam. Ne smijemo ni na trenutak pomisliti da je naravna spoznaja bila samo plod djetinje mašte. Ona odgovara spoznaje iskusnih, obrazovanih učenjaka i to je pravo značajne riječi sam sučitam.
Mamo Bišnju Graje, Kriši Goj Stavu Goj, Hima Devi Bhakti Vrani, Svonim Kanamne, This would be the section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is relating how the sages were just about to leave. The sages were just about to leave. That is the sages. Well, let's start over. Narada Muni was the son of a maidservant.
Narada Muni je bio sluga sluškinje.
He was 5 years old.
Bio mu 5 godina.
And during the rainy season, some sages had come.
I tijekom kišne sezone neki mudraci sveti su došli.
And were staying with some place where his mother was serving them.
I ostali su na jednom mjestu gdje njegova majka imala mogućnost služiti ih.
By good fortune, he got the opportunity to also render them some service.
I dobrom srećom imaju mogućnost također služiti ih.
Luckily, although apparently this is some Kali Yuga,
iako je ovo doba Kali Yuga,
there were no internet games.
Imaju sreće da nije bio igara na internetu.
There apparently was no television.
Očigledno nije bilo televizije.
No one went to see the movies.
I nitko nije htio gledati filmove.
It was rather a primitive society. But in such a primitive society, people actually respected sages.
Ali u takvom, samo primitivnom društvu, ljudi cijene mudrace.
See how primitive it was.
Vidite kako je to primitivno.
And Narada Muni was a boy, he was sensitive eye control.
I Narada Muni bio dječak koji je mogao kontrolirati osjetila i um.
Nowadays they would have arrested his parents.
Danas bi u stvari zarobili njegove roditelje.
How dare you brainwash this poor little child?
Kako možeš isprati mozak tom jadnom djetetu?
You don't let him watch television.
Ne dozvoliš mu da gleda televiziju.
Although there is no television.
Iako nema
televiziju. Still you should let him watch it anyhow. In any case, he mentioned he wasn't engaged in sportive activities.
I on spominje da nije bio uključen u različite sportove.
And he was obedient.
I bio poslušan.
And before the stages left, it was the rainy season after the 4 months was over.
I prije što su mudraci otišli, to je bila kišna sezona, 4 mjeseca su prošla.
Then they began to instruct Narada Muni about transcendental knowledge.
Počeli su davati upute Narada Muni o transcendentalnom znanju.
And because of Narada Muni's qualifications, therefore he was able to hear nicely what they were saying.
Zbog svojih kvalifikacija, Narada Muni je bio sposoban fino čuti ono što su mu govorili.
There's a great benefit in living in a simple society.
I postoji velika dobrobit od toga da živite u jednostavnom društvu.
There's much less opportunity to get distracted.
Ima puno manje mogućnosti da postanemo uznemireni ili da postanemo na jednu stranu pomaknuti.
One of my disciples in Perth.
Jedan od mojih učenika u Perthu.
Every year he goes to Rathiatra in Jagannath Puri.
Svaki godine ide na Rathiatra u Jagannath Puri.
So he brought. He does filming there for like 9 hours at a time.
I onda bude tamo po 9 sati.
So one time I was watching the film, and it's Lord Jagannath going from the temple to the Rath cart.
I gledao sam film i tamo se moglo vidjeti kako gospodin Jagannath ide iz hrama do koče Rate.
And it took 3 hours.
I trebalo je 3 sata.
And apparently there's nothing really to watch. There's Lord Jagannath. There's the Saivites. And they're very slowly going from one pillow to the next. If a modern filmmaker had to edit the film,
ako bi moderni filmaši trebali editirati ovaj film,
probably would have taken
10 seconds. But
instead it took 3 hours. So most people would fall asleep. You know, here it is, oh. Wake me up when it's over. But you can see that the devotees of Lord Jagannath, for 3 hours they were ecstatic just looking at Lord Jagannath.
Ali mogli smo vidjeti da su bhakti gospodina Jagannatha bili 3 sata u ekstazi samo tako što su gledali gospodina Jagannatha.
Although apparently nothing very exciting was happening.
Iako naizgled ništa uzbudljivo se nije događalo.
But because they were not so distracted by other things.
Ali zato što nisu bili tako uznemireni drugim stvarima.
Only recently they're introducing cable television into the huts of Bombay.
Samo u zadnje vrijeme su uspjeli kabelsku televiziju dovesti do Koliba Bombaja, u Mumbaja.
You go to Bombay and you can see that people are living in huts made out of paper and cardboard.
I možete vidjeti da ljudi žive u kolibama koji su sačinjeni od papira i kutija.
But people don't mind because on top of the cardboard and the paper, there's an antenna.
Ali nima to nije problem, zato što namrh te kuće od kutije, od papira i antena.
So though there's not much to eat,
iako nema baš puno za jesti,
there's not much clean water,
nema baš čiste vode,
there's no fresh air,
i nema svježeg zraka,
but they're happy,
ali oni su sretni,
because they have television.
Oni imaju televiziju.
And they can watch others eating. We can just imagine the society that Narada Muni was living in. There is absolutely no distraction. There is no question of earning money because there is nothing to buy.
Nije bilo pitanje zarađivanja novca, ali si imao šta kupiti.
And if someone spoke to you, there was nothing else to do but to listen. You had nothing else to do.
I ako vam netko govorio, niste imali ništa drugo raditi nego slušati.
people were not so much worried about eating.
I ljudi nisu bili toliko zabrinuti za jedenje.
Because that's all people did was grow food.
Sve što su radili su uzgajali hranu.
So you can just walk down the street, pick up something to eat on the way.
I onda šetate ulicom i pokupite usput nešto za jesti.
That such a society was very easy to hear with attention.
I u takvom društvu bilo je lako slušati s pažnjom.
And no one had anything to gain, so these mendicant sages, they were going, trying to make some profit.
I ništa, niko nije ništa imao spektakularno za dobiti, tako da oni mudraci nisu hodali okolo i pokušavali zaraditi neku dobit.
People had faith in the sages.
I ljudi su imali vjeru u mudraci.
They didn't have some separate business.
Oni mudraci nisu imali neki poseban biznis.
That they were trying to be followers for.
I da bi trebali sljedbiti zbog toga.
No, they were happily engaged in glorifying Krishna.
Oni su bili sretni uključujući se u slavljenje Krishna.
And here it says they come to Sushitam Brahmanas, that they were Sushitam, they were purified persons.
Oni su bili Sushitam, oni su pročišćene osobe.
And our new experience that just by hearing from them, his misconceptions went away.
I iskustvo Narada Muni je bilo da samo slušajući ih, njegove krive koncepcije su nestale.
His heart became purified.
Njegovo srce bilo pročišćeno.
And he felt transcendental happiness.
I on je osjećao transcendentalnu sreću.
Therefore, no one had to certify the sages.
I nitko nije trebao nešto potvrditi te mudrace.
Not that before the sages came to the place where his mother was staying, they presented their certification that they were bona fide sages.
I nije da sad oni kada su došli na mjesto blizu gdje njegova majka živjela, da su oni mogli donijeti potvrdu, da mi smo, imamo potvrdu da smo mudraci.
They got their certification from the sage school.
I da imaju neku potvrdu iz škole mudraca.
That they attended for 15 years.
Da su više tamo 15 godina.
No, just by their activities and by their ability to explain transcendental knowledge, it was clear that they were advanced devotees, bhaktivedantas.
I jednostavno svojim aktivnostima i sposobnostima da objasni transcendentalno znanje, bilo je očigledno da su oni veliki mudraci bhaktivedante.
And a tamsu shuchitam brahman, tapa traya kirtitam. That everyone is looking for some remedy for our problem.
I svaki u stvari traži neki lijek za probleme.
Our problem is, our principal problem is not that we don't have enough money.
Naš glavni problem nije nedostatak novca.
Or we don't have enough education.
Ili da nam nedostaje edukacije.
Or enough friends.
Ili prijatelja.
All these things are not our problem.
Sve te stvari nisu naš problem.
Our real problem is we're suffering from the material miseries of life.
Naš pravi problem je da ispoštamo materijalne patnje.
And if you think you're not suffering, don't worry about
it.
You'll get your opportunity. So, tapa traya kirtitam. What is the remedy? Everyone's looking for the remedy. Balabhar has also said, Matiris Krishne Kartatsuko Va, Vitovi Pandeta Griha Vratanam. Adanta Gopiya Vishitam Tamidram Punat Punas Charvanana. That people are having big, big conferences.
Prabhupada
pointed out the United Nations, so many people are coming. Unfortunately, they're coming with the wrong mentality.
Na mjesečju oni dolaze sa krivim mentalitetom.
Their mentality is Matirna Krishna. They're willing to do anything except God.
Spremni su činiti sve što treba osim da prihvate Boga.
And because they don't accept God, whatever they're doing is more or less going to be a failure.
I s obzirom da ne prihvaće Boga, što god da čine će manje ili više biti neuspješno.
If we don't accept Krishna, then we don't accept who's the action prior.
I ako ne prihvaćamo Krishnu, onda stvarno ne prihvaćamo stvarnog vlasnika.
And because they don't accept the proprietor, therefore their mentality is we're the proprietor.
i s obzirom da ne prihvaćaju prava vlasnika, onda je njihov mentalitet, mi smo vlasnici.
They have the same mentality as the dog.
Imaju isti mentalitet kao pas.
The dog, he goes around his area and passes urine.
Pas ide po svom području i urinira.
They do that here in Croatia also.
Da, to rade u Hrvatskoj.
Just to mark where their territory is.
Samo da bi obilježili svoj teritorij.
And some other dog comes along.
I onda dođe neki drugi pas.
And the dog, very unpolitely,
i vrlo neljubazno,
informs the other dog,
informira drugog psa.
Don't take another four forward.
I nemoj jedan korak više napraviti.
Or else I'm going to bite.
Inače ću te ugristi.
So the same mentality is there in these different countries.
Isti mentalitet je u tim različitim zemljama.
And when they go to the United Nations, it's the same mentality.
I kad dođu u Ujedinjene narode, isti mentalitet.
I'm a big dog.
Veliki pas.
I'm the United States. I'll bite you.
Ja sam cijenim državom, ja ću ti uvesti.
I'm a little dog. Please don't bite me.
Ja sam mali pas, nemojte mene uvesti.
I'm from Slovenia.
Ja sam Slovenija.
I'm a friendly dog.
Ja sam dobar pas.
Don't bite me, please. So that way, that's the United Nations. Rawr, big dog. Rawr. And that's their discussion.
Brothers
say it's just like a bunch of thieves they get together. And they rob a bank. And they go to their hideout. And the head thief stands up.
I onda glavni lopov istupi.
And says, my dear fellow thieves.
I on kaže, dragi moji prijatelji lopovi.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam lijepa.
You did a great job of robbing the bank.
Napravili ste odličan posao opljačkajući banku.
One, two, three. All glory to the thieves.
Jedan, dva, tri, sva slava lopovi.
Thieves keep dying.
Lopovi keep dying.
But now that we've robbed this bank,
ali sada kada smo opičkali banku,
and we've stolen all this money,
i kada smo ukrali sad taj novac,
please,
molim vas,
please,
molim vas,
please,
molim vas,
let us divide this money up honestly.
Podijelimo ovaj novac pošteno.
They're all thieves,
svi su lopovi,
but they want to be honest thieves.
Ali oni žele biti pošteni lopovi.
So this is the mentality of those who are not God conscious.
To je mentalitet, oni koji su pokojeni su svjesne Boga.
They want civilization, but a civilization of honest thieves.
Oni žele civilizaciju poštenih lopova.
But that's actually not possible.
Ali to nije moguće.
So they go and solve their problems in the United Nations, League of Nations, Red Cross, Blue Cross, Green Cross, Orange Cross.
I onda idu rješavati svoje probleme u Ujedinjenim narodima, u Ligi naroda, u Crvenom križu, u Zelenom križu, u Plavom križu.
But the mentality is the same.
Ali mentalitet je isti.
You're my friend.
Ti si mi prijatelj.
Let us steal from our enemies.
Ajmo ukrasti od naših neprijatelja.
And after we steal from our enemies,
i kad ukradimo neprijatelja,
you become my enemy.
Onda ćeš mi ti postati.
And I steal from you.
Onda ću ukrasti od tebe.
It's the give and take policy in the third world.
Politika, daj i uzmi.
You give to me,
i daj meni,
and I take from you.
A ja uzmem od tebe.
So with such mentality,
s takvim mentalitetom,
there's no question of any real advancement.
Nema uopće ni pitanje o stvarnom napretku.
In solving the real problems of life, the miseries of life.
Rješavanje stvarnih problema života, patnje u ovom životu.
The miseries caused by other living entities.
To su uznemirenje ili patnje koje dolaze od drugih živih bića.
Just among the human beings, there was always going to be envy and animosity and anger.
Ljudskim bićima uvijek će biti zavist, neko nepobjetljivstvo i ljutnja.
What to speak of the other living entities?
A šta reći drugim živim bićima?
And you don't have to worry about the weather or the climate.
I ne moramo brinuti o vremenu ili klimi.
The human beings have done sufficient damage to themselves that material nature could even take a vacation. It wouldn't be any problem.
Ljudi su toliko naštetili jedni drugima da materijalna priroda može otići na godišnji odmor. Dovoljno nema problema.
Now it's Fukushima.
Evo sad je bila Fukushima.
You're getting your daily dose of radiation.
Izdobijete svaki dan dozu radijacije.
They'll probably declare that everyone, your recommended daily dose of radiation.
Da će na nekog vremena objaviti preporučenu dnevnu dozu radijacije.
They'll probably declare it one of the vitamins that you have to have daily. They'll probably declare that radiation is one of the nutrients you need every day.
Vjerojatno će se neko nekog vremena izjaviti kako je radijacija u stvari hranjiva i treba svaki dan koristiti.
It makes you healthy. It lights you up.
Čini vas zdravim, osvjetljava vas.
It's a secret kind of energy that everyone's getting. Now they have Fukushima in America. They have two other radio reactors that are about to explode.
Sad imaju Fukushima, a u Americi imaju još dva reaktora koji će eksplodirati.
Soon they'll have holidays where they'll just explode the reactors.
This one should be
as part of the celebration. So we've created so many miseries for ourselves. One guy probably said the air is polluted. The water is polluted. The earth is polluted. So therefore there must be war. They've created so many problems. And yet they're proud of it.
Napravili su toliko problema i onda su još ponosni.
That we're so technologically advanced.
Mi smo tako tehnološki napredni.
Although in itself is just one person cheating another.
I u stvari sve procese svodi na to da je jedna osoba vara drugu.
In order to have the ability to slaughter animals, especially the cow.
I kako bi dobili mogućnost da ubiju životinje, pogotovo krava.
Because previously the cows and other animals, especially bulls and horses, they'd be utilized to plow the land.
I prije su životinje bile korištene za radnu snagu, pogotovo bikovi i konji, i oni su bili korišteni za oranje polja.
And in that way, they produce food.
I sada oni proizvode hranu.
But if you want to eat your tractor, it would not be very good. Therefore, eating the bull and cow would be equivalent to eating your tractor. So they invented something else called the tractor. But in order to run the tractor, you have to manufacture the tractor.
Kako biste ga mogli koristiti, morate ga proizvesti.
Unfortunately, when two tractors get together,
na nesreću kad se dva traktora sretnu,
there's no male and female tractor.
Nema muških i ženskih traktora.
And they don't produce little tractors.
I ne proizvode male traktore.
And grow up to become big tractors.
Koji će narasti i postati veliki
traktor. What's that? Big tractor. So, you have to manufacture tractors. So for that you need factories. And to run the factories you need energy. And to get that energy you need boats and so many things, airplanes. Armies to conquer the people who have the resources.
Vojska koja će pokoriti one ljude koji imaju izvore energije.
You need so much propaganda to convince people that black is white and white is black.
I treba ti puno propaganda da bi uvjerio ljude da je crno bijelo i bijelo je crno.
To save these poor civilians in these countries.
Kako bi spasili te ljade civile u tim zemljama.
From these villain people who own all the resources.
I kod tih ljudi koji u stvari imaju vlasništvo na...
We have to go over there and kill all the civilians. But don't worry.
Ali ne brinite.
Because we're divine.
Jer mi smo božanski.
When we kill them, they get liberation.
Kada ih ubijemo, oni dobiju oslobođenje.
They may take birth in some civilized country in the next lifetime.
Možda dobiju rođenje u nekoj civiliziranoj zemlji u sljedećem životu.
So people have to be so much endeavor to convince people that actually whatever they do is divine.
I ovi ljudi prošli toliko energiju napor da bi uvjerili ljude da sve što čine je
požasno. Bomb them, torture them.
Muče ih rad različite.
It's all right, they appreciate it.
U redu je, oni to cijene.
Because they love you.
Jer te vole.
Because you're from a civilized country.
Jer ti si civilizirana zemlja.
And they're uncivilized.
A oni su necivilizirani.
So they're getting your blessed association.
Tako oni dobro vaše blagoslovljeno društvo.
When you send the planes and the helicopter gunships over to enlighten them.
I kad slušnjete avione, helikoptere i brodove sa topovima da ih
posjetite.
Ne trebate brinuti o tome.
Just watch the movie.
Samo pogledajte
film. Eat your popcorn.
Jedite kokice.
It'll be alright.
Sve će biti dalje.
So we created this hellish civilization.
Mi smo stvorili ovu paklenu civilizaciju.
Where they've actually, in order to get resources, they do so many vulnerable things.
I kako bi došli do izvora energije, ljudi rade tako grozne stvari.
And everyone who's in these so-called civilized countries is just supposed to think, oh yes, it's all coming by some divine plan.
I svi koji se nalazi u civiliziranim društvima misle, a to sve dolaze nekakvim uzvišenim planom.
Our scientists have created so many wonderful things.
Naši znanstvenici su stvorili toliko mnogo predivnih stvari.
That we don't need, we can kill animals.
Možemo ubijati životinje.
We can kill other living entities.
Druga živa bića.
And it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all part of civilization.
To je sve dio civilizacije.
So, actually it is barbaric.
U stvari to je barbarski.
That the real aim of life is self-realization.
Jer je pravi cilj života samospoznaja.
People have just been distracted from the aim of life.
Ljudi su jednostavno pomaknuti od cilja života.
And although they're advertising that they're going to take away our miseries,
iako reklamiraju da će u stvari maknuti naše patnje,
they simply made it this planet, they're making it more and more inhabitable for all living entities.
Ovu planetu su učinili sve manje nastanjivom za sva životinja.
Someone was telling me in the 1980s, the fishermen were discovering fish in the ocean who were all deformed.
U 80. godina su ribari, dok su ribarili, znali naći ribe koje su sve bile deformirane.
With multiple heads, etc.
Imali bi više glave i tako.
All due to the radiation.
Sve zbog radijacije.
So now what to expect?
A šta sad tek očekivati?
Therefore, Narada Muni is saying that they actually had the remedial measure, that is, you hear about the transcendental personality of Godhead.
I zato Narada Muni kaže da ima lijek, a to je slušanje o svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
That this is the only real remedy to solve our problems.
I to je stvarno jedini lijek koji može riješiti naše probleme.
And Prabhupada quotes the verse, Balasya Neha, Sharanam Pitro Nishinha, Nartasya Chagadam, Udavanti Majito now, Tasya Tat Pravitivir, Ihandu Shastas, Tadvido Tanubridam, Tat Upekshitanam. That is, you may have a child and you may have very nice parents.
Možemo imati dijete, a možemo imati dobre roditelje.
So no matter how nicely the parents take care of the child,
bez obzira koliko se ti roditelji fino brinu za dijete,
the child may die anyhow.
Dijete može umreti bez obzira.
And even if the parents can save the child and let it grow up, the child grows up.
I čak ako roditelji mogu spasiti dijete i omogućiti mu da odraste,
still, eventually everyone dies anyhow.
U konačnici svatko umre.
You may have a very nice medicine.
Možemo imati jako dobar lijek.
And a very nice doctor.
Jako dobrog liječnika.
But the doctor and the medicine may not be able to save the patient.
Ali liječnik i lijekovi možda neće biti u stanju spasiti pacijenta.
And even if the doctor can save the patient, still eventually the person will grow up and die.
Čak i ako liječnik može spasiti pacijenta, konačno se ta osoba odrasti i umreti.
You may have a very nice boat.
Može imati jako dobro
broj. Kao
što je rekao što pravo Božem Titanic.
To couldn't sink.
Koji nije kao morao potonuti.
Therefore they didn't put enough lifeboats on the because it couldn't sink, what's the sense of spending money on lifeboats?
I onda nisu imali dovoljno čamaca za spašavanje, koja koristi čamaca za spašavanje kad se ne može potonuti taj brod.
Therefore, on his first voyage,
tako na svom prvom putovanju,
when it was approaching America,
kad se približava Americi,
all the people on board, they were all trying to tell their friends in America how they were about to arrive.
I onda su svi koji su se nalazili na brodu pokušavali javiti svojim prijateljima u Americi da stižu.
So therefore, the person who was doing communication on board was overwhelmed by so many people requesting to send information to their friends.
I onda onaj čovjek koji je slao informacije sa broda, što je bio preplavljen zahtjevima za informacijama koje su trebali otići u Ameriku.
So he didn't receive the information, the captain didn't receive the information that was being transmitted that there are icebergs all around you.
I tamo je kapetan u stvari nije dobio informaciju koju je trebao, a to je da su oko njih posuda ledenjaci.
So in his first voyage it ran into an iceberg.
I onda su na svom prvom putovanju naleteli na ledenje.
And the unsinkable Titanic sunk.
I taj nepotopljivi Titanic se potopio.
As I told the story before, but we'll tell it again. There was one man on board the Titanic, he was working the engine room.
Bio jedan čovjek na Titaniku i on je radio strojarnici.
And when the Titanic hit the iceberg, the engine exploded.
I kada je Titanic udario ledenjak, onda je taj motor eksplodirao.
And his body became covered with the engine oil.
I njegovo tijelo je bilo prekriveno ugljem od motora.
So when he was thrown into the ocean, he was able to survive.
I kada ga su ga bacili u ocean, on je mogao spasiti.
Because the ocean was so cold, everyone who was in the ocean froze to death very quickly. Except for him, because he was covered with oil. One month later, he was celebrating his heroic survival. And he went and got intoxicated. And he was walking down the street and he tripped in his intoxicated state. And between the sidewalk and the street there was a little bit of water because it had rained. And he fell into that little bit of water,
a
few centimeters of water. And because he was drunk, he drowned. So therefore, although you may have a nice boat, it may sink anyhow. And even if it doesn't sink, and even if you survive, if it does sink, you're going to die anyhow. Therefore, unless Krishna gives us his mercy, our lives are unsuccessful. It is said that no one gets out of this world alive. Conclusion is that one has to take shelter of Krishna.
I zapičak je da osoba treba uzeti utočište Krišne.
And here it says how to take shelter of Krishna.
I ovdje rečeno kako uzeti utočište Krišne.
The best thing is to hear about Krishna.
Najbolje je slušati o Krišne.
Because if we hear with rapt attention,
jer ako pažljivo slušamo,
then immediately we can realize everything can be realized.
Možemo shvatiti da se sve može shvatiti.
But we can't hear so perfectly at this time.
Ali u ovo vrijeme ne možemo slušati tako.
Therefore, how do you become qualified to hear with rapt attention?
I onda kako postati kvalificiran da slušamo s punu pažnju?
How not to be so distracted?
Kako da ne budemo uznemireni?
Why are we distracted?
Zašto smo uznemireni?
Because we're full of anxiety.
Zašto smo prepuni tjeskobe?
Especially about what's going to happen in the future.
pogotovo oko toga što će se dogoditi u budućnosti.
What's there to eat?
Što ću jesti?
Am I going to be able to sleep?
Da li ću moći spavati?
Does she love me?
Da li ona voli?
Does she love me now?
Ili me ne voli?
So much anxiety.
Toliko tjeskoga.
Deborah is very hard to hear with rapt attention.
I zato je teško slušati s punom pažnjom.
Deborah has recommended that we utilize whatever resources in Krishna service.
I zato je preporučeno da koristimo koje god izvore imamo za služenje Krišne.
And therefore, when things are utilized in Krishna service, our consciousness becomes spiritualized.
I kad su takve stvari uključene u Krišnu službu, onda naša svjesnost postane produhovljena.
If we utilize some car in Krishna service,
ako koristimo auto u Krishna službi,
then it's no longer our car.
Onda više nije naš auto.
It becomes Krishna's car.
Onda to postaje Krishna auto.
And then when we see the car, we remember Krishna.
I onda kad vidimo auto, sjećamo se Krishna.
Of course, one time Tom Krishnamurti held up a Bhagavad Gita, this time Bhagavad Gita, by the way.
And the Bhagavad Gita
was torn and ripped to a bit.
Bhagavad Gita bila podrana.
And said, this is Krishna's Bhagavad Gita from the temple.
Ovo je, rekao je, ovo je Krishna Bhagavad Gita iz hrama.
And then he held up another nicely decorated, perfect condition Bhagavad Gita.
I onda je podigao još jednu savršeno ukrašenu, lijepo državanu Bhagavad Gita.
And said, this is my Bhagavad Gita.
I onda je rekao, ovo je moja Bhagavad Gita.
This torn, aged, dilapidated Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna.
Ova podrana stara Bhagavad Gita, to je Krishna Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna has a lot of money.
Krishna ima puno novca.
If he likes, he can buy another one.
Ako hoće, može kupiti novo.
I'm poor, I need a good one.
Ja sam siromašan i trebam mi dobro Bhagavad Gita.
So yes, we utilize things in Krishna service, but we should utilize them nicely in Krishna service.
Da, mi koristimo stvari u Krishna službi, ali trebali bi ih lijepo koristiti u Krishna službi.
Now that here is the temple car, here is Krishna's car.
Ne da je on, evo, ovdje je hramski auto, to je Krishna auto.
Notice all the battle wounds on the car.
I pogledajte sve rane iz bitaka na auto.
Fighting the war against Maya and has so many dents.
Dok smo se borili protiv Maje, ima toliko puno udaraca.
The engine hardly works, the transmission has been ripped apart.
Motor jedan da radi, transmisija je podrana.
All the war against Maya.
Sve u borbi protiv Maje.
Oh, we should take care of Krishna's property also.
Ne, mi se trebali brinuti za Krishna.
That way we'll remember Krishna and we'll remember Krishna with some devotion. One time I was in a car, we picked up Prabhupada from the airport in Dallas. And Prabhupada saw we picked him up in a new car. So Prabhupada said, this is very nice. This is a nice car. Everybody should have nice things. But they should utilize those nice things also in Krishna service. So whatever we have, we can utilize in Krishna service. Then when we see that object, we remember Krishna.
I kad imam sve što imamo koristimo u službi Krishna, onda kad vidimo taj objekt, onda ćemo biti svjesni Krishna.
And if we utilize that object with devotion to please Krishna.
I ako koristimo taj objekt sa devocijom, sa željom da zadovoljimo Krishna.
Then just by seeing that object, we remember our devotion to Krishna.
I onda samo kad bi vidjeli taj objekt, sjetit ćemo se naše devocije prema Krishna.
Therefore, it's mentioned here, if one is a Brahmin, it is not that one is a Brahmin and he should act like a Shudra.
Ako je netko Brahmana, to znači da on kao Brahmana treba djelovati kao Shudra.
No, if one is actually intelligent, then he should utilize his knowledge to prove that Krishna is God.
Ako je stvarno inteligentan, onda bi trebao iskoristiti svoje znanje kako bi dokazao da je Krishna Bog.
Probably right. Don't try to utilize your intelligence to show how wonderful you are.
Prabhupada rekao, nemojte pokušavati iskoristiti svoju inteligenciju da bi pokazali kako ste inteligentni.
Build big buildings.
Izgradite velike zgrade.
Just to prove how wonderful you are.
Samo da bi dokazali kako ste fenomenalno.
How powerful you are.
Kako ste moćni.
Practically the whole civilization is just a few, well, people are trying to prove to each other how powerful they are.
Praktično cijela civilizacija se sastoji od ljudi koji jedni drugima pokušavaju pokazati kako su moćni.
No, use your intelligence to prove that Krishna is God, that you're not that you're God.
Ne, trebalo bi koristiti našu inteligenciju da dokažemo da je Krishna Bog, a ne da smo mi Bog.
And if you're a kshatriya, if you have some management skill,
i ako ste kshatriya, imate neke vještine managementa,
then fight for Krishna's cause.
Onda se borite za Krishnu stvar.
Don't try and manage your cause.
Nemojte pokušati menadžirati svoje.
To organize things that Krishna can be glorified.
Trebamo organizirati stvari na takav način da Krishna može biti slavljen.
And if you're a Vaishya,
ako ste Vaishya,
then utilize your accumulated wealth in the service of Krishna.
Onda iskoristite svoje akumulirano bogatstvo u službi Krishna.
As Prabhupada said, not that Krishna says, if you offer me a leaf or fruit or some flower, then I'll accept it.
Krishna Prabhupada kaže, vidite da ako mi neko ponudi cvijet liste ili vodu, to ću prihvatiti.
So here, my dear Lord, here is a fruit and a flower and a leaf.
I onda mi dođemo i kažemo, dragi moj gospodine, evo, plod, cvijet, list.
You're a simple person.
Ti si jednostavna osoba.
You live in a village.
Ti živiš u selu.
You just heard some cows.
Samo čuvaš krave.
I'm not so simple.
Ja nisam tako jednostavan.
So I live in a palace.
Za mene treba palača.
But I give you some service.
Ali daću tebi nešto.
Every day I pick some leaves and offer them to you.
Napravit ću službu tako da uberim koju listu i da ti ponudim.
No, if one has some wealth, utilize it in Christian service.
Ako imate neko bogatstvo, iskoristite to u Krishna službi.
Prabhupada was very bold.
Prabhupada je bio jako pravo.
He used to tell his householders, you should utilize 50% of your income in Krishna service.
On je znao reći grihastima, kuću domaćinima, da treba iskoristiti 50% prihoda za Krishna službu.
Maybe if the leaders or the managers nowadays would tell the devotees that, 50%.
Ako bi vodstvo ili management to rekao baktama tih 50%.
Maybe they'd be run out of the zone.
Mislim da bi ih protjerali.
But Prabhupada said, 50, if it's not 50%, at least 20%, you know, 49% or something.
Dakle, ako nije 50%, onda barem 49% ili nešto tako.
Oh, I can't give 50, so I can't follow the rules or nothing.
A ja ne mogu dati 50, ne mogu znači slijediti pravila, onda ništa.
I do come every
Janmashtami.
And I put my 50 kunas in the kitty. And I pray, my dear Lord, I'm very poor. You're very rich. So I put 50 kunas into the pot, into the donation box. I know you appreciate my donation very much. I'm just waiting for your reciprocation. And next year, if there's some reciprocation, you can expect 50 kunas more. Prove that you're God. I'm patiently waiting. Now, when I have some wealth, try to be utilized in Krishna's service. Spread Krishna's glory. Then, Prabhupada writes that one will actually gain some affinity for hearing about Krishna. Our ability and our attraction to hear about Krishna doesn't come about by accident.
Naša sposobnost i privučenost da slušamo o Krišni ne dolaze slučajno.
It's not that I can do anything and everything.
Nije da mogu raditi god mi se svidi.
And automatically I'll be in ecstasy hearing about Krishna.
I automatski ću biti u ekstazi slušajući o Krišni.
Most people when they hear about Krishna they become very depressed.
Velik, većina ljudi kad sluša o Krišni postoje depresivni.
Oh no, there's a God.
Oh, man, ima Bog.
I thought we eliminated him.
Mislim da smo ga eliminirali.
We took him out of the textbooks.
Mislim da smo ga izadili iz knjiga.
He took him off television.
Televizije.
He's not on the radio anymore.
Više nije na radiju.
No one goes to church.
Niko ne ide u crkvu.
I thought we got rid of him.
Mislim da smo ga se rešili.
Why do you keep on talking about him?
Zašto još uvijek govorite o njemu?
Making everyone feel depressed.
Možda sada ne bi osjećao deprimiran.
I thought we were all God.
Mislim da sam da smo mi svi Bog.
At least the people who live in my city are God.
Bar ono što živi u mom gradu su Bogu.
Or at least on my block.
Ili barem u mom kvartu.
Or at least in my house.
Ili barem u mojoj kući.
Or at least I'm God.
Ili barem ja sam Bog.
Even if no one else
is. Čak i ako ni drugi nisu.
I thought we already proved that.
Nešto sam da smo nešto dokazali.
Why are you talking? Why are you trying to agitate my mind?
Zašto uzmanjiravaš moj um?
The thing that I'm most attached to.
Stvari za koje sam najviše vezan.
You're attacking.
Ti napadaš.
My false ego.
Moj lažni ego.
You're trying to hurt my false ego.
Želiš povrijediti moj lažni ego.
How dare you?
Kako se usuđuješ?
Well, don't worry about it.
Ne.
Because I'm not going to listen to a word you're saying anyhow.
Ne, ti tako slušati vam.
If I have to, I'll fall asleep.
Ako bude morao zaspati.
I'm not going to hurt my false ego.
Ne želim povrijediti svoj lažni ego.
You're just trying to build up yours.
Ti sam ne želiš povećati svoje lažne ego.
Just to help your false ego, why should I hurt mine?
Zašto bi ja povredio svoje lažne ego samo da bi izgradio tvoje lažne ego?
Good night.
Laki noć.
No, we want to hear about Krishna. We have to utilize our energies in Krishna's service.
Mi želimo slušati o Krishna i iskoristiti našu energiju u Krishna službi.
Then when we sincerely do that, then hearing about Krishna becomes more appreciable.
I onda kad to činimo, onda slušanje Krišne možemo više cijeniti.
It's not just hearing about some cowherd boy in some distant land, never never land, called Goloka Vrindavan.
Nije da slušamo nekom, u nekom dječaku pastir, nego udaljenoj zemlji koja se zove Goloka Vrindavan.
And it had similar demons that my mother read to me when I was a little child.
I ima slični demoni koji u kojima je malo pričao kad se bio malo.
They come and attack this little boy all the time.
I onda dolaze napade tog malog dječaka.
Which is
vještice.
Bad people.
Loši ljudi.
Putinas.
Agasure.
Agasure. Something that my children will like when I read them these stories at night.
Nešto što će se svidjeti mojim djeci priče za laku noć.
No, it'll become more, if we actually utilize our energies in Krishna service, then gradually we'll become Krishna conscious.
Ako koristimo našu energiju u Kristovu službu, onda ćemo postupno postati svjesni Krishna.
And then we'll see that it's nice Krishna's God.
I onda ćemo vidjeti da je baš dobro što Krishna.
He's doing a much better job than we could.
On puno bolje radi to da bude Bog nego mi.
And then when we hear Krishna's name, we'll be able to experience Krishna.
I kad čujemo Krishna ime, mi ćemo sposobni čuti.
And we hear Krishna's glories, it won't seem like a fairy tale.
I onda kad čujemo slave Krishna, neće nam zvučiti kao bajke.
We'll see that Krishna consciousness is actually a practical lifestyle.
I vidjet ćemo da je svjesnost Krishna u stvari praktičan životni stil.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll have farms again.
I ko zna, možda ćemo jednog dana imati ponovo fanske zajednice.
We might even have gurukul.
Možda ćemo čak imati gurukul.
We might even distribute a lot of books.
Možda ćemo čak dijeliti puno knjiga.
We might even become interested in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Možda ćemo čak postati zainteresirani za širenje svjesnosti Krishna.
We might even come out of our... We might even be bold and tell people Krishna is God.
Možda ćemo postati odvažni i reći ljudima da je Krishna Bog.
And not be embarrassed.
I da nam nećemo biti posramljeni zbog toga.
You know, disguise ourselves, go out.
Da se prikrivamo, da nam moramo.
Don't wreck, I'm a devotee.
Ja sam bakta.
I'm a nice devotee.
Ja sam fini bakta.
I know we're a cult.
Znam da smo mi cool.
But we're a nice cult.
Mi smo fini cult.
We're not a dangerous cult.
Mi nismo opasan cult.
We're a friendly cult. Please don't criticize us. We're just like you are. We just don't do certain things that you do.
jednostavno ne radimo neke stvari koje vi radite.
But we won't tell you what they are.
Ali nećemo reći o čemu se radi.
Because we're undercover devotees.
Jer mi smo prikriveni bhakti.
Secret agents for Krishna.
Tajni agenti za Krishna.
Oh, one day we'll be bold and we'll actually tell everyone it's good to be devotee.
No, jednog dana postat ćemo odvažni, svima ćemo reći da je dobro biti bhakti.
And then we'll become actually enthusiastic to utilize all our energies in Krishna's service. And the result is we'll become ecstatic when we hear about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Because they'll be real to us. Rather than some story of some cowherd boy who lives far, far away.
Neke priče o nečakvu postiri koji živi negdje dalje.
In some distant land.
U nekakvu udaljenu zemlju.
That maybe someone has visited sometime.
Koju je možda netko nekada posjetio.
But they never came back to tell us about.
Ali nekad se nisu vratili da nam ispričaju.
No, we have to spread the Sankirtan movement.
Ne, mi trebamo proširiti Sankirtan
movement. Utilize as much energy as Krishna is giving us.
Trebamo koristiti svoju energiju koju nam Krishna dao.
And the result is that we'll develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
I rezultat je da ćemo razviti ukus za slušanje i pjevanje Krishna.
And then all the things that we're completely attached to that we think we can't live without.
I onda sve te stvari za koje smo se vezali, za koje mislimo da ne možemo živjeti.
We won't even be able to remember what they were.
Nećemo se čak moći ni sjećati šta je to sve bilo.
We'll be too blissful in Krishna consciousness to worry about.
Mi ćemo predblaženi u svjesnosti Krishna da bismo brinuli o tome.
So, we'll stop there. Thank you.
Ovdje ću se zaustaviti. Hvala.
Any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
Yes.
I heard that soon the money will disappear in all the world and there will be money at all and all the people with organic food will survive.
Čuo sam da više neće postojati novac u svijetu i da samo ljudi koji budu odgajali organsku hranu će preživjeti.
Do you know who has the organic food?
Znaš li neko koji ima organsku hranu?
People buy in the stores.
Ah, okay.
Ljudi kupuju.
Or many, they have land, some land.
Yeah, I mean, it may happen like that.
Može se dogoditi tako.
It may not happen like that.
A možda i ne.
But that's not our problem.
Ali to nije naš problem.
The question is whether we're going to become Krishna conscious or not.
Naše pitanje je da li ćemo mi postati svjesni Krišne ili ne.
It is not that we simply want farms so we can survive.
Nije da nas zanimaju farme, ne toga da bismo preživjeli.
We want farms so we can survive and be in Krishna consciousness.
Mi želimo farme da bi mogli preživjeti i biti svjesni Krišne.
Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction may be very easy to fulfill.
Inače bi bilo vrlo lako ispuniti predviđeni Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every town and village, they'll be chanting my name.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao da će se svetima pjevati u svakom selu i gradu.
There's only 10 towns and villages left, then it'll be very easy.
Ako ostane samo 10 gradova i sela, bit će jako lako.
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Ali mislim da se neće to dogoditi.
Yes, we should have farms, but we, more important than that, we should spread Krishna consciousness.
I trebamo imati farme, ali još važnije od toga je da trebamo širiti svjesnost Krishna.
What, how Krishna arranges things, kako, that we don't know.
Kako Krishna će aranžirati stvari, to stvarno ne znamo.
Generally speaking, the people in control of modern society, one of their techniques is to put everyone in anxiety.
I jedna od tehnika kako modernom društvu ljudi kontroliraju cijelo društvo je da jednostavno stavljaju ljudi u tjeskobu.
Put everyone in fear and anxiety.
Jednostavno stavljaju ljudi u tjeskobu i strah.
Because when people are in fear and anxiety, they can't think properly.
Jer kad ljudi strahuju i tjeskobu, mislim, ne mogu pravilno razmišljati.
They can't see who's actually picking their pockets.
I jednostavno ne mogu vidjeti ko ih okrada.
There's a technique of thieves.
Postoji jedna tehnika lopova.
In certain countries.
Maybe
in any country. What you do is you sprinkle some glass, very fine glass on people's necks.
Neck,
yeah.
Tehnika je tako da uzmete fino staklo i posipate po vratu ljudima.
And then it starts to itch, so you put your bag down, you start itching. You
I onda mu puste torbu i počnu se češati.
So one person comes up and steals your bag.
Jedan dođe i ukrade vam torbu.
And another person runs the opposite way.
A drugi ide u suprotnom smjeru.
And another person says, "There he goes with your bag."
I onda kaže, evo ga sa vašom torbom.
And so you run after the person. Everyone's running after the person.
Ja svi trče za tom osobom.
And lo and behold, you catch up to the person. He doesn't have your bag.
I onda kad ga uhvate, skuže da nema torbu.
The person who actually stole your bag ran the other way.
Osoba koja je u stvari ukrala vašu torbu otišla u drugom smjeru.
So the one technique is put everyone in anxiety. There's the problem over there.
Takva tehnika stvari da kažeš, ej, tamo je gdje skoba.
Meanwhile, the person who actually stole everything from you is running in the opposite direction.
A u stvari ona osoba koja vam je sve ukrala ide u suprotnom smjeru.
So our real fear is the fact that we're not Krishna conscious.
Naš strah je, stvarni strah je da nećemo biti svjesni Krishna.
How people are going to get reactions to their sinful activities? That's up to the Krishna.
Na Krishna je to, kako će ljudi dobiti reakcije na svoje griješne aktivnosti.
How we can help modern society, we have to follow Prabhupada's instructions.
Kako možemo pomoći modernom društvu je tako da slijedimo instrukcije Šila Prabhupada.
So he wants us to have nice farms.
I on želi da imamo lijepe farme.
And grow our own food.
I da uzimamo našu hranu.
So we can have nice, healthy food to eat.
Tako da možemo jesti zdravu hranu.
So we don't have to be in anxiety about food.
Da ne moramo biti skobu zbog hrane.
But the idea of that is so we can chant Hare Krishna peacefully.
A ideja u stvari da možemo mirno mantrati Hare Krishna.
And we can show people that we actually have a practical lifestyle.
I da možemo pokazati ljudima da imamo praktičan životni stil.
And we don't have to be dependent on, think we're dependent on materialistic society.
I ne moramo misliti da smo ovisni o materialističkom društvu.
So that's very nice.
I to je jako lijepo.
But even if we don't have it,
ali čak i ako toga nema,
even if there is no money,
čak i ako nema novca,
there's no organic farm,
i nema organski farm,
still we'll chant Hare Krishna anyhow.
Još uvijek ćemo pjevati Hare Krishna.
Besides that, there is no money.
Da je da nema novca.
There's just pieces of paper floating around they call money.
E to je samo, to su stvari komadi novca koji je okolo.
But it's not really money. It's just
money. Yeah, to je stvari nije.
People think it's money, therefore it works.
Ljudi misle da je novac, zato funkcionira.
As far as it disappearing, that's not a problem.
To da nestane, to nije problem.
They want to print up more of it.
Ja, oni će printati još.
We should just ask them to make print it on edible paper.
Možda ih možemo zamoliti da tiskaju na jestivom papiru.
Then it'll be worth something.
Onda će to nešto vrijediti.
Otherwise, this money is probably not worth very much already.
Aha, taj novac suprotno u stvari ne vrijedi ničim sad.
Anything else?
Još nešto.
Yes.
Can you define your faith?
What's that?
Can you define your faith? What do you faith you need?
Faith.
Kakvu vjeru trebamo? Kako bi definirali vjeru koju mi trebamo?
Well, Krishna says, Sadban Rupa Sarvasha, Shadabhavati Varada, Sharomao Yogyo Purusha, Yogya Stratas Avasaha. That under the influence of the three modes of material nature, a person has a particular kind of faith.
Pod utjecajem tri modela prirode osoba može imati različite vrste vjere.
And according to how one works under those modes, he develops another kind of faith.
I kako djeluje u skladu sa gunom materijalne prirode, različite još drugačije vrste vjere.
So everyone is walking around in a certain body, with a certain mind, with a certain intelligence.
I svaki hoda u određenom tijelu, sa određenim umom i određenom inteligencijom.
And according to the combination of modes and nature, that's how we perceive the world.
I u skladu sa kombinacijom guna prirode, tako vidi svijet.
That's our faith.
To je naša vjera.
So real faith is in the mode of goodness.
Prava vjera je u guni vrline.
Because that faith won't change day to day, year to year, moment to moment.
I ta se vjera neće promijeniti iz dana u dan, iz trenutka u trenutka, iz godine u godinu.
That faith is based upon actual experience, real experience.
I ta se vjera bazira na stvarnom iskustvu.
Therefore, Adal Shraddha, in the beginning, real faith is developed by we actually like something about Krishna consciousness.
U početku je Adal Shraddha, stvarna vjera se razvio tako što nam se u stvari sviđa nešto u svjesnosti Krišne.
We like prasadam.
Sviđa nam se prasadam.
We like the holy name.
Sviđa nam se to ime.
We like the devotees.
Sviđa nam se bhakte.
So that's the development of faith. Some positive experience.
Neko pozitivno iskustvo.
Then of course in the association of devotees we can also, our faith is further developed.
I onda u društvu bhakte naša se vjera razvija dalje.
Because our experience is developed.
I naše iskustvo se razvilo.
When we hear from the devotees that the body is changing,
ono što čujemo od bhakta, onda se im tijel mijenja,
but the soul is the same,
ostaje ista duša,
we get an experience.
I dobijemo iskustvo.
It's not a gross experience.
Nije to grubo iskustvo.
It's an experience on the intellectual platform.
To je iskustvo na intelektualnom nivou.
We get enlightenment. Yes, the body is temporary, but I'm not temporary. I'm eternal. So although we haven't realized we're not the body, but we get some experience we've never had before. Therefore, we become more faithful to Krishna's words. And faithful to Krishna's words is the development of faith.
I kad smo vjerni Krishnim riječima, to znači da razvijamo vjeru.
But now we're saying the body's changing, but the soul's not.
I sada govorimo, tijelo se mijenja, ali duša ne.
And I heard that 45 years ago.
To sam čuo prije 45 godina.
And it's the same now.
Još uvijek je isto.
So my faith hasn't changed.
Moja vjera se nije promijenila.
Maybe, hopefully, my realization is developed a little bit about what Krishna said.
Možda se nadamo se moja realizacija toga što je Krishna rekao malo promijenila.
Therefore, real faith is developed.
Iz toga prava vjera je razvoj.
But all the other so-called faiths, they're always changing according to the modes.
Ali ova sve ostale vjere one se mijenjaju skoro sa modom.
Because they don't deal with reality, they deal with just experience under the modes of nature.
Jer one nemaju veze sa realnošću, nego imaju veze sa iskustvom.
Which is just the different types of material energy taking one form and then taking another form.
A to je stvari različite vrste materijalne energije uzimaju jedan ili drugi oblik.
But that's not really real faith.
Ali to nije prava vjera.
So real faith is established when we experience things in Krishna consciousness.
Prava vjera se uspostavlja kad kušamo stvari u svjesnosti Krishna.
Because that doesn't change.
Jer to se ne mijenja.
And therefore, it can be developed.
I to se može razviti.
Up to the platform where we meet Krishna personally.
Do nivoa gdje možemo osobno sresti Krishna.
When we personally meet Krishna, then we'll have full faith.
Kad osobno sredimo Krishna, onda ćemo puno vjeru.
And in the meantime, we're learning to the process of meeting Krishna.
I u međuvremenu učimo proces kako sresti Krishna.
Getting to know him better.
I kako ga bolje upoznati.
Just like if you have a map.
Baš ako imate neku kartu.
It goes from here into Zagreb.
Koja govori kako doći odavde do Zagreba.
And there are many cities on the way.
I možete se nalaziti mnogo gradova na putu.
So if you follow the map.
I ako slijedimo kartu.
And you pass the first city.
I prođemo kroz neki grad.
And it's the same city as on your map.
Isti je grad kao na našoj karti.
Then you develop faith that eventually if I follow this map I'll get to Zagreb.
I onda razvijemo vjeru da ako slijedimo ovu kartu da ćemo doći do Zagreba.
If you, the first city you pass is Rome.
Ako pođete prvi grad je ovaj krivo.
And you look at the map.
Onda pogledamo kartu.
You think, well, something is wrong here.
I onda kažete, nešto ovdje nije u redu.
And you call up your friend.
Nazovite prijatelja.
And your friend says, just have faith. And you keep on driving. And suddenly you're in Sicily. You call it your friend. And he says, you're not driving fast enough. That's the problem. Go quicker. And then you wind up in the ocean. And you call up your friend. And he says, pray to God. No, you pass the first city and you see a sign, you know, 120 kilometers to You may develop some faith.
И так как прошли как пробуги града и видите ознаку која указува да има 120 км до Загреба, онда можете развити веру.
And your faith in the map will be fully developed when you actually arrive in Zagreb.
И ваша вера у карту ќе се у потпуности развити кад условите да достигнете Загреб.
So Prabhupada's books are like road maps.
Така што Прабхупадови книги се поput карти.
They show us the different developments of getting to the goal that we're trying to get to.
И они нам показуваат различни нивои развоја каде се крећемо на путу до крајних циља.
And if we follow them,
и ако ги следимо,
and we become aware of Krishna more,
и ако постанемо више свесни Кришне,
and become aware of how everyone and everything is related to Krishna,
и ако будемо свесни како е све повезано со Кришна,
develop our attraction for hearing Krishna's name, for taking prasadam, for associating with the devotees,
и ако развиваме нашу везаност да за свето име Господне, за просадом, за друштво бахта.
Worshipping the deity,
за
hearing the scriptures,
и проучавање списа.
At the same time become more detached from all the things that draw the mind away from Krishna.
И уште веќе постанува се више одвоени од сите оние ствари кои одвлаче ум од Кришна.
Then we'll see that the books actually work.
И ќе видиме дека таа книга функционира.
That they'll, by following the process, our faith in Krishna and the goal will is developing.
И онда ќе видите да следејќи процесот со наша вера у Кришну и цел развија.
And then if I follow this, then one day I will meet Krishna.
И ако тоа следим, едно дано следеќи Кришна.
And I will go back to the spiritual world.
И ќе 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 ќе.
And my problems will be solved.
И може ќе се проблеми решат.
Anything else?
Нешто нешто.
Okay, thank you very much. Grandeur Shrimad Bhagavatam.